I think I almost forgot how to push the buttons.
Long time no hear.
Really? But we've got reasons.
Hello, welcome to season two of An Hour of Your Life. My name is Kim.
And my name is Steve, and
we've been on hiatus for a year.
Over a year, I think. We've got reasons.
We do have reasons.
Yeah, we have reasons.
And this episode is not going to probably be an hour long because we just kind of wanted to ease into it and just kind of let everybody know where we've been. We shockingly have actually had people asking, like, hey, are you going to record anymore?
It's been a year. I mean, a year since we've been on, but it has been
almost a year since we've been on.
Wait, it is Super Bowl.
2023, I feel comfortable saying that 2023 was one of the worst years of my life.
But it ended up
on a happy note, and we will talk about that at the very end. But let's get into it. You want to start with January and just run through all of the things? Or what do you want to do? How do you want to do this?
I think we probably should take a minute and just kind of reintroduce ourselves.
Okay.
And what we do.
In case we have some new listeners.
In case there are new listeners. Because believe it or not, while we've been off for a year, I've been keeping up with the stats. And there has been regular people, new listeners. Oh. We have gotten emails and stuff like that.
Well, welcome, new listeners.
Yes.
Okay. So let's see. I guess, do you want to introduce yourself first?
I've already done that. My name is Steve.
And there we go. My name is Kim. We're done.
Okay.
So the way An Hour of Your Life podcast was born, I was originally podcasting with a friend of mine named Jackie Stivers, who we had a podcast together called Mile 13, which actually has morphed.
It doesn't get any better.
Into.
With age.
What?
Memory.
Oh, okay. Mile 13 has actually morphed now into 13th Hour Studios. So we have An Hour of Your Life is actually a part of 13th Hour Studios. And we'll kind of get into that a little bit more also over the next few minutes. But so we started out as Mile 13. And the premise of that show was kind of a haunting kind of a thing. We also had another friend that was with us, Casper. And Casper and Jackie would pick a town somewhere in the United States. Casper and Jackie would research the hauntings in that town. And I would kind of provide some insight into the town itself. And on one episode, we did Kentucky. And Steve happens to have come from a mining family and has spent many an hour in the mines of Kentucky. And so he came on as sort of a guest onto the show, and he loved it. And so the podcast bug bit him. We decided to start our own show. And because we try to keep it at an hour long, we called it An Hour of Your Life. And it's about everything.
We like conspiracies.
Steve likes conspiracies.
Not that you do too. Don't sit there and act like you don't. Not that we believe in conspiracies, but we like to listen to the conspiracies. Some we like to make fun of. And you know, some of them,
you never know. Just because
I'm paranoid doesn't mean they're not after me.
But we don't just cover conspiracies. We've had a bunch of different things. We covered the pandemic live in real time while that was going on. We interviewed some local folks on that. We've covered some veteran military stories. In fact, we were a Webby Award scholarship winner for our episode, The Summit Project, which is probably one of my top two episodes, along with the one that we did with Pee Wee Martin. Mm-hmm. So we do kind of a little bit of everything. It's just kind of anything that strikes our fancy. We learn about it. We spend an hour talking to you and each other about it. And then
we like off the wall stories. Like does anybody remember the guy named Belknap except us?
William Belknap.
William Belknap. That was an impeachment. Mm-hmm. And
we try off to, the wall type know, sometimes, stuff. Yeah. Sometimes it's timely, sometimes it's not. But that's where we're at. That's what you've stumbled your way into.
And so, a bit of history.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We do a pretty decent amount of history. But so that's where we're at. That's what you found.
Yep. And let's see. What else is there to this?
That's about it.
That's about it.
We sometimes have guests.
We have guests because we like to find people with different jobs.
Mm-hmm. Different, just interesting insight to things.
Interesting jobs and things like that. But do you think it's time we should really get in and explain this past year?
Yeah, it's been a rough one. You want to start with, back to September?
No, we got to go back further than that. Well,
September was when Matthias left.
Yeah, so I'm in the wrong year. So this started actually
September
in
of 2022.
My son deployed to Syria, and thank goodness he is home safe now. But it was hard, and it was quite a bit different than when my daughter deployed to Iraq.
Why do you think that is?
Well, it's when I say different, I'm not saying it's any harder. I'm just saying that with the technology, we could use Signal. We could basically text to him whenever we wanted to, or we could video whenever we wanted to, whenever they had internet. We could do that. So it was more...
Which was kind of a mixed bag, because I noticed that I worried about Matthias a whole lot more than I did with Pamela. And I think that was because when Pamela was deployed...
We didn't know what was happening.
13 years ago to Iraq, the technology was not as good as it is now. So we got to talk with her when we could via Skype.
Yeah.
She couldn't text us or anything like that. So we didn't really necessarily know if something bad was happening with Matthias. We could talk to him literally anytime
Whenever we wanted to.
So when we heard, he could text
and the news,
us.
And the news was better, different. It was real time.
So he could text us and say, oh, hey, the Wi-Fi is getting cut off because we're getting bombed right now, which is... not a good thing you want to hear. Ignorance truly is bliss when you have a deployed soldier. In my opinion.
No, not for me. It was different. But like I said, it was just, you could in real time see what was going on through different websites and through different things. Mm-hmm. And then you could, you just knew what was happening. And then you would wait for a text that, hey, I'm okay.
Yeah, it was definitely a different experience. And probably Steve served in the Gulf War. So how would you compare Matthias's deployment to your deployment? Is it...
Communication-wise?
Just in general. Do you think there are any similarities whatsoever?
I don't know. I think everyone's deployment is different.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is different. I mean... It's just different. Not one is easier, but they're different hardships, different things. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, So
that's how we started the year.
Yeah. And then, then we moved on. Pamela wrote a book.
Well, let's go sequentially.
That is?
No, January. That was not until a little bit later, I think, because January, Nora had her surgery. Okay. I think Pamela's book didn't come out until March.
Yeah. Okay.
April. So in January, we have talked about it on the show before. We have a granddaughter, Nora, who has epilepsy. And in January, she underwent a surgery to have something called a VNS implanted in her brain. No, her chest. Her chest.
It's in her chest.
VNS stands for vasal neurostimulator, which it's basically like a pacemaker for your brain.
It senses when a seizure is about to happen, and it tries to basically, in layman's terms, short circuit it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we went through that our family, and she's been on several different medications. Most recently, she has gotten a service dog named Pumpkin.
She was on the news. WCPO.
She was on the news. Mm-hmm. They are still trying to raise some money for Pumpkin to get fully trained.
His his higher level education.
Yeah. Pumpkin's grad school. And I mean, we can maybe post a link to that in the comment, in the notes, whatever it's called. What's it called?
Our notes.
Our notes, is that what it's called?
Sure.
We're rusty, clearly.
Yeah.
So if you want to donate to Pumpkin's education, we'll post a thing. And
I wasn't kidding. I had to remember which buttons to push to get this started.
A year's a long time.
Well, okay, we're going to jump ahead. No, that can wait. But teaser, we had to move the studio a little bit, but we'll get to that. Okay.
Yeah.
Then we move into the Rupert saga. Rupert is still here.
Yeah, Rupert is still here. But on March 3rd, well, back up a little bit. In February, he had a big lump in his shoulder blade that was growing very rapidly. March 3rd, he went to the vet and had it looked at, and it came back that it was a very aggressive cancer that had metastasized. So it was a very not good period. I was not well for quite a while. Rupert
had his own oncologist.
Yeah, Rupert, shout out to Dr. Apazi and the entire care team at Care Center Dayton. Rupert had an oncologist and they were fantastic. Dr. Apazi is exactly the kind of doctor that I really like. He didn't sugarcoat things for us. He said, these are your options. These are what is going to happen if you choose option A, what is going to happen if you choose option B, and so on.
So initially, Rupert was diagnosed and his condition was considered grave.
Grave, yes.
And we're looking at maybe 3 months.
Yes. So that was in early March. And so we elected to have his tumor removed. So we had the surgery to remove the tumor, and then we decided to start on high dose chemotherapy. So he went every 3 weeks to Dr. Apazi's office and got a chemotherapy injection and was on medication at home to kind of help him manage some of the symptoms.
Needless to say, an hour of your life and Steve and Kim highly recommend pet insurance.
Yes, absolutely. We have been very fortunate that we don't use my work insurance really for anything because we don't need to. But they do offer pet insurance. And so back in January of 23, we said, why not? I mean, it's only like $30 a month, if that, to sign up. And, you know, both of our dogs are getting older. We may as well. And I'm so glad that we did, because they covered, it was a 70-30 split. So they covered 70% of Rupert's care, which was awesome.
Yeah.
So.
But if you do research, because there are a lot of different companies out there that we think that we have some very good pet insurance with him.
Yeah.
But there are other companies out there that charge a lot more per month, especially at his age.
Yeah. But I mean, it's like any healthcare, you know.
Yeah. It's like any healthcare.
But research, because some were
only like 50-50 and 20-30 and caps and things like that.
We're very fortunate that my job
Rupert's
provides.
Rupert's very fortunate.
We're all very fortunate that my job provides such good insurance. Yeah. So we went through high dose chemo and he, I think, went through 5 rounds of high dose chemo, shrank the tumor to almost non-existent. So then we continued with at-home chemotherapy, which was just a pill that he had to take every day. That was much more low dose, just to kind of continue
maintenance,
continue to fight care. Well, unfortunately, one of the medications that we took that he had to take along with that to kind of alleviate some of the side effects from the chemo ended up giving him kidney damage. So we, on Halloween, actually, he was not doing well and we took him into the doctor. He was not eating. He was just real lethargic. We took him to the doctor. His kidney values were not great. And so they said, you know, stop this medication. We put him on a special kidney diet. It was real touch and go there for probably about a month.
Yeah. Needless to say, is we can laugh and joke a little bit now, Rupert was swirling the drain.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's doing much better.
He is doing better.
And at that time, when his levels got there, they doubled from in 2 weeks from one to another. And the vet said,
They didn't think that he was going to make it to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they said probably about 3 weeks. So now Rupert was told 3 months, and now he's been told he's only got 3 weeks.
Yeah, and that was, what, 9 months later, roughly?
Well,
seven, 8 months later?
The kidney stuff is...
Yeah. So we were getting ready, preparing for the worst. He was just real feeble. He wasn't eating a ton until we started giving him human food. And that made all the difference in the world. I made sure to give him foods, you know, apples, sweet potatoes, stuff that had a lot of fiber. We tried to keep his protein levels low because that was, that's what you need to do when you have kidney issues. We put him on a special kidney dry dog food that he didn't want really anything to do with at first.
No, not if you're getting sweet potatoes and turkey and chicken.
We brought him around, and he is now the last time he has now switched from the oncologist. He stopped taking his medication, his chemotherapy, because it really is not doing anything at this point. His cancer is in his lungs. It's metastasized to his lungs. It's going to continue to grow, but it is growing at a very slow rate. So they are not super concerned about it right now. So we've stopped seeing Dr. Rapazzi, and we have gone once to a kidney specialist now, whose name, I'm sorry, escapes me at the moment, but...
Turner?
No, I think it starts with an E. Okay. I'm sure. We'll figure it out later. But Steve had really good things to say about this new doctor as well. He's at the same place. So, we're happy with it. And Rupert's kidneys are still, they're still damaged, but they are stable.
Well, his kidney levels had gone, when we took him in the second time,
they were bad.
Yeah, they were bad.
Real bad.
And the doctor was actually surprised that Rupert was coming back in for another checkup.
Yeah.
And his kidney levels went up to over 7.45 or something.
At worst, they were, I think, in the sixes, I think.
No, it was over seven.
Yeah. They want it to be, if you are not familiar with any of this, they want it to be in the below two, like preferably in the ones.
Yeah. But.
And his were up to seven.
So when he went back in for the next check with the kidney specialist, most recently, his kidney levels had dropped from the sevens. They were back in the threes.
Yes.
So he's hanging in there. We took him out to Oklahoma to visit Pamela.
We'll
get to that story in a minute. But initially, the vet was like, I don't know if that's going to be such a good trip for him. It's going to be hard. But then we took him in. They checked his kidney levels, and they had dropped. And he said, go. But they gave us an IV
to
keep him hydrated. And we did that. And I hooked him up a little IV bag in the truck, and we gave him his IV, and we pulled it out when it was
Dr. Steve. But yeah, he had a great visit. He's doing well. He has some mobility issues now. His back legs don't work so well.
But
we have another visit with his regular veterinarian to see if there's anything that we can do to kind of help him with that coming up. But he can still get up and down. It's a little bit of a struggle for him.
That trip to Oklahoma to see his girls out there, that added months to that dog's life. He was
His trip to go see his girls, that was something else that we didn't have on our 2023 bingo card. We are very, very excited for them. Let me just say that right off the bat. But Pamela and Joe, you've heard Pamela on the podcast before if you're a regular listener. She is Steve's daughter. They have four daughters, and they live 10 doors down from us. And she got...
That's about a minute and a half walk.
Yeah. But she and her husband both got really incredible jobs out in Oklahoma. She now works for a hospital. He also works for a hospital doing some like really cool cancer treatment stuff. But they
moved.
They moved, and they moved in March, which is not an opportune time if you have school-aged children to just pick them up and move them to another state.
So
we inherited some kids for a few months.
So, yeah, the four granddaughters they stayed with us.
Came at spring break. Pamela and Joe took the stuff, the corgis, and moved out to Oklahoma. And kids came to live with us.
And that was an awesome time. I had flashbacks to having kids. And I mean, like overnight, we were going to soccer and dance.
I think there were two nights that we didn't have something.
And softball.
Mm-hmm.
I lost about 10 pounds in about 2 weeks because they're there. You got to play with them. You got to do the stuff. So yeah. I lost about 10 pounds. That's actually a good lesson. We need to keep that up.
Yeah. What, get kids? No, we're good. I'm fine. Yeah, it's whatever. But
let's keep up the activity.
Yeah. We didn't have a room for them. So we set up some. Kellen had a room. Kellen is the oldest. She had the spare bedroom upstairs. But the three little ones, we just set up some cots around the pool table and they were in the communal area, was their living space.
I got up, made breakfast every day. And
yeah. So that was quite the experience. They went with us to Florida on spring break and then they just never left until the end of the school year.
Till the end of the school year. But you know, some people I told that to, and they said, oh my gosh. But honestly, the goodness, that was like, it was good. That was a good experience. We didn't dread it because we had that kind of relationship with them. And it everything worked out fine, and we were happy to do that.
So happy that, you know, I'm so, like I said, I'm so excited that Pamela and Joe have their jobs out there, and they're doing so well.
And we've been out to Oklahoma twice to visit.
I would be lying if I said I didn't miss the kids, though. Well, and Pamela and Joe also, yeah, obviously.
We miss them, but it's nice to go out to Oklahoma.
Yeah, we never really had a reason to go out west before, and now we do, and it's definitely different.
Yeah, and if we need to, we can drive it in 12 hours, 12 and a half hours.
Mm-hmm. I'll break it up over 2 days.
But yeah, I don't like to drive that much anymore, so we'll stop and spend the night someplace around Fort Leonard Wood. We have friends there still, and I'll say one thing. Once you get past Indianapolis on 70, there's no traffic. And once you hit Oklahoma, some of the speed limits are 80 miles an hour.
Yeah, so it's
a much easier drive to drive to Oklahoma than it is to drive to Florida.
And shout out to OKC. I was pleasantly surprised at Oklahoma City. The people are super nice, even in the city. It's one of the cleanest cities I've ever been to. And there's...
Yeah, we can hear it. That's Murphy.
Murphy's still here. Anyway, so it's just it's a beautiful city. We had the opportunity the first time that we went to go visit the Memorial Museum, the bombing museum. It's very well done. It's really a beautiful place.
That is worth the visit.
I really like Oklahoma City. It's a really nice part of the state, part of the country. So if you haven't been out there, Oklahoma's definitely worth checking out.
So we're excited to go back out, and it's a different place to go. So mm-hmm. we're excited to go out there, and it can be stop off points as we keep going west. But then Murphy barking and talking about the kids, we got to go back in time just a little bit. Pamela wrote a book.
Yes, Pamela wrote a book. It is called Casted. It is the first in a series, a trilogy. The second one is done, but she doesn't like it and apparently is trashing it and starting all over making some severe tweaks.
So the reason that came up is because we heard Murphy barking and
Kim. Murphy is Matthias's dog, by the way. Yeah, I think we might have mentioned that. But so
we recorded, I did the board and all that, but Kim is the voice, the narrator for Casted. Mm-hmm. And okay, so on our podcast, we don't care if you hear Murphy bark or Rupert snore or something like that while we're talking. But if you're doing it for the book.
Yeah, audiobooks it's a lot.
The mics are very, very sensitive. Mm-hmm. And if the dog is upstairs and the dog barks, you're going to hear it.
Yeah, it took us a pretty good amount of time. Pamela came out to visit and she thought she was going to maybe record it over a week's time or something. That was a no-go. And so I said, you know, we have the equipment here. I don't have like the greatest narration voice, but at least, you know, I will do it for you for free. we can record it. It's published.
It's on Audible. You can get it off Amazon.
Yep, absolutely. It's a really good book. And I'm not just saying that because, you know, it's family, but it is really, really good. We have
lots of good reviews.
We have people outside the family that have been bugging me that have never met Pamela, don't know anybody. Actually, it's under Ashley Kashinsky, I guess, yes, I should say. It's published under her middle name. But they all love it.
Look it up.
Yeah. Ashley Kashinsky. It's called Casted. The second one is in the works. So that leads us to, the 13th Hour Studios.
Well, if you want the book, you can buy it and you can read it, or you can download it and listen to more Kim.
If that's your thing. Anyway, so that led to 13th Hour Studios.
I even bought new software to record the book.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. So we now have, you can check it out at 13thhourstudios.com. We now have a recording audio book business, or any other recording audio that you are interested in.
I can do it.
We haven't really put out a whole lot of other audio books.
We have been.
But we've auditioned for a couple and just.
But for the same reasons, we've not been able to do the podcast.
Yeah, we haven't really followed up on it too much, because
Murphy
of life.
Murphy up there barking, it's.
Yeah, but here pretty soon, within the next couple of months, fingers crossed, we'll be able to start kind of pushing it a little bit more and making it, you know, developing that business a little bit more. So I think Pamela's book came out in maybe April or May. The kids went home to Oklahoma in June. The summer was pretty okay. Oh, I
we
won
had
an
a
award.
Pig roast you wouldn't believe.
We're not there yet. I won an award. That was kind of cool. I didn't go and accept it or anything, but I am a member of the Daughters of the American Revolution, and I entered a photography contest back a while ago with Hadley, who is one of the our middle. I think she's actually pretty much right in the middle of the granddaughters. And the theme of the contest was something about showing the next generation our parks or something like that. So Hadley and I did some photography, and we actually won third place nationwide overall. So that was kind of cool. Then in August, Matthias came home.
Yay.
We were very happy. The only kind of semi-bad thing about him coming home is that we absolutely fell in love with his girlfriend, and hopefully they stay together. Otherwise, it's going to be really awkward later on in life, but we love her. And when he came home, suddenly she wanted to see him and not us, and we didn't get to spend as much time with her, and I can't imagine why.
Actually, we can go back for just a second. She designed the cover for Casted.
She did design the cover for Casted, and she designed the 13th Hour Studios logo.
Yeah.
Her name is Morgan. Can we say her last name? That's what her business.
It's on the website, yeah.
Yep. So she is on the 13th Hour Studios website as our graphic designer. If you are interested, her contact information is all there. If you want to hire her, her dream is to design book covers. So if you are an artist, go check her out. But so Matthias came home in September. He moved in with us for a little bit. Morgan got a new apartment, and they are now together living in Morgan's apartment. The only thing is that their apartment does not allow dogs. So Murphy is still here and will remain here for a little bit. I know
he's a good boy.
He is a good boy. They're looking at getting a house sometime after the first of the year with a fenced in yard. And then we won't have Murphy anymore, theoretically speaking.
But then after Matthias got back, we
had a super awesome party.
Super awesome doesn't even begin to describe it. It was a pig roast. I don't know. How many people? Do we have 70, 80 people here?
There were a lot.
And it was good. But we had a pretty good time. And all the friends, all the neighbors, relatives, everyone was coming back. So it was like, you know, part of the welcome home type thing. But then the other thing, you know, I think I mentioned earlier, we had to move the studio. Didn't I say that?
You did mention it, yes.
Okay, so we moved the studio. Because when Pamela lived here, 10 doors down, they had a bedroom. They had spare bedrooms. And like times like Thanksgiving, Christmas, and things like that, we didn't have to worry about putting six of them up. Now, once they moved, all of a sudden our house didn't have enough room because we had taken a spare bedroom and we turned it into Kim's office and a studio. Well, 2 weeks ago?
Something like that.
You had me hopping. We moved the studio. Yeah, we did. Yeah, you did. We moved the studio. We converted the bedroom back into a bedroom. So I had to move the studio out. Kim's office, we had to move that over to another portion of the basement, which Kim has been working very, very hard to turn that into a...
It's an unfinished part of the basement. So it's, you know, completely raw concrete. Like there's no drywall, there's no anything. So I painted some concrete walls, threw a rug on the floor and...
Oh, you broke your toe. Best.
I don't know if that was this year. I think that might have been last year.
I don't know.
Anyway, you broke your toe. I didn't break my toe this time. But I broke my toe painting the basement before, but not this time.
She fell in the sump pump.
I did, but not this time.
But so the other big news that's coming up in June, this has been a difficult decision because I really love what I'm doing, but I like my falls better. And the past 2 years, I have pretty much been gone a lot from September until November. And I'm ready to retire. And that really what it's coming down to is I just want to spend time at home and so we can travel and go and do things. And that's going to give me time to finish up Kim's office. And we have another room that I'm going to convert into a speakeasy. What would you call it?
Yeah, I'll call it a speakeasy. Yeah.
And I'm still in the design phase in my mind. I'm working it out. But we saw a really cool place out in Oklahoma that inspired me.
Yes. And you're also going to have time for a couple of projects besides that. Living projects, as it were.
Those are being put on hold for right now, because we are hoping Rupert, and it's looking very good for Rupert, that he's going to be around a lot longer than we were expecting. Because, yes. I mean, the vet was saying 3 weeks.
Yes. But we are hoping to, at some point, probably this summer, if we're being honest, get a couple of German Shepherd puppies that's going to be Steve's new hobby as he retires. But there is another living thing that you are probably going to be called on to assist with that is not getting put on hold. It's coming whether we want it to or not. And we just found out about it today.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to us. We have grandbaby number 8 coming our way this June 1st.
On or about.
On or about.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, so we find out in a couple of weeks if it's going to be a boy or a girl. I think pretty soon, didn't she say?
Yeah, I think next week or something.
Like early January.
For an ultrasound or something like
that. So we'll find out pretty soon if it's a boy or a girl. So I'm sure Granddaddy is retiring just in time to help with the new grandbaby. Yeah.
So, I mean, if we go back and we listen and we look at all this, we have had an extremely hard year. And as Kim said, the first part of the year, it sucked because it was just deployments and family moving away and all the other stuff. It was a hard, hard year.
It was a very hard year, but we ended it on a positive note. I'm so excited for this baby.
It ended up with good.
Yeah.
Everything is worked out and...
Everybody's happy out in Oklahoma. Matthias and Morgan are doing great.
That's me knocking on wood.
Matthias and Morgan are doing great. Sarah and her crew are welcoming a new child. Steve and I haven't killed each other, so that's always a plus. And we didn't even go into everything. Like, we went to the Mothman Festival for the first year this year, and I really wanted to actually do a show about the Mothman Festival or from the Mothman Festival. But again, it was just one of those things. We took Rupert with us, and he was not doing super great at that point, so I wasn't really in the mood to do a show. But I think that we're probably planning on going back to the Mothman Festival again this year, maybe.
That's part of our retirement plan. So
we had a lot of fun. So maybe we'll do a show from the Mothman Festival this year and interview some of the locals from Point Pleasant, or maybe score an interview with Mothman himself. You never know. We saw him out there. I'm very excited about 2024. 2023 really had me in a huge slump, but especially with the news today of the new baby, I'm really excited for 2024. I think there's some really great things coming on the horizon. Yeah.
Babies, trips, vacation time, which mm-hmm. I've not been able to do a lot.
Yeah.
And so we're really looking for, I mean, we could go into more detail. Traded in my Jeep that I love very, very much for a Ram.
And traded our little camper for a big camper because
we have
a truck to tow it with now. I mean, there's been lots of little things throughout the year. So there have been bright spots. I don't want to make it sound like the entire year sucked, but
prepping for retirement.
Overall, the entire year sucked. So 2024, I'm very hopeful for. I'm so excited to be back in the studio. We'll be putting out new content, hopefully every week again. I'm excited to get back into it. I also want to take a second and plug our friend Amanda's show. She is one of the ones who really kind of lit a fire under me. Listening to her show made me really realize how much I miss doing ours. It's called The Cult I Left Behind.
Where can you find it?
You can find it everywhere. Amanda's story is really interesting. She grew up in a very fundamentalist cult, and it kind of details her backstory, answers some questions about the IBLP cult that she grew up in. She and her husband Kyle just do a phenomenal job. They both have great voices for podcasting. She now is a consultant. She runs her own business working with survivors of sexual assault and trauma. So go check out The Cult I Left Behind. And thank you to Amanda and Kyle for reminding me how much I missed this and being the kind of kick in the butt that I needed to get back in and into the studio.
Well, part one for me is over. I remembered how to push all the buttons and get this recorded. Now the tough part comes. And I got to try to remember how to put this out on Podbean.
Well, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
You'll figure it out. I'm not doing anything, but you'll figure it out. Yeah. So, well,
as I mentioned, our listenership kept up. I mean, it definitely dropped because we didn't put out any new content. But a lot of new people came in. They started listening, as we mentioned, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it's going to take a little bit of work to get back up to where we were with our fans around the world and all that. But we're looking forward to it. Like Kim said, we have a lot of new content that we're planning. In fact, we actually had two or three shows in the can that
we just never were able to get to.
Something came up and we just couldn't get to it. But
yep.
We like it. That's what we're going to do. And so, Kim, where can you find us?
You can find us everywhere.
Spread the word.
I'm thinking about maybe even making a TikTok. We had one and then I shut it down, but I'm thinking about making it again. We have a Threads account. We are not on Twitter because Twitter has really just turned into a kind of a negative echo chamber, I think, for a lot of people. But we are on Threads. We are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. We are going to have a YouTube where if you are familiar with the website at all, which is anhouroofyourlife.com, I started doing a minute of your life.
Is that still up? Because you know what happens?
I don't know if there's any up right now.
There is so much fraud that our bank card keeps getting
both
hacked.
Both of us.
And you know, it's one of those deals is they shut it down, and then next thing you know, you start getting emails like, hey, you got to pay the bill. So then we have to go back. And
so, yes, as far as I know, An Hour of Your Life is still up, anhouroofyourlife.com, because I just put some content on it today. 13th Hour Studios, I believe, is still up if you want to check that out. So, you can really find us. We have all kinds of places, but
Podbean is still up.
Podbean's still
up. Right, there's your card where I put the new number. I'm waiting on my new card.
But I am going to start putting out Minute of Your Life content weekly on anhouroofyourlife.com. And probably loading it on YouTube as well.
Yeah. So we're exploring how to do a camera to do a Minute of Your Life and put that on YouTube, which will be a teaser trailer?
Yeah, it's a minute. Basically, what I am planning on doing with A Minute of Your Life is focusing on the same subject matter, roughly, that we're talking about on the hour-long show, but just doing a minute of it. So sort of a little bit of content that kind of spills over, maybe some weirder stuff that we didn't necessarily get to or whatever. But that's going to be up on hopefully YouTube, definitely on the website, probably on TikTok every week.
Yeah. It's just, yeah. You know, doing Pamela's book, I learned a lot.
I'm sure from a technical side.
Yeah, just from the editing had to be more precise. We had to do.
Man, let me tell you, reading an audiobook is way harder than reading a book just to read a book, because
some of the stuff made me blush.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to talk about weird? Try reading. I can't believe that she wanted me to do this, because there are some spicy chapters in this book. So can you imagine reading your, I was reading my stepdaughter's book while her dad was recording it. It was definitely an experience, but hopefully it turned out okay. She seems pretty happy with the results. But reading an audiobook, you have to get it word for word. You can't change any of the words. You have to have all of them in there because it is an ISBN number.
You have to remember the characters.
It's tricky. Just getting all the words in there is really tricky.
And
so,
then after you get it recorded, you have to meet certain standards.
It's a lot more work than you would think.
That we don't have to for the podcast to get it uploaded to the site that it goes to. But I bought new software and we're able to do that.
Yep.
But continuing for the podcast, which actually does meet the standards.
What, the podcast does?
Yeah, it cool. does. When I run it through to
that
check it,
that just means we're super professional, yeah. right?
So, but yeah, it's it was a lot more work than I anticipated.
Yeah.
And the editing is a lot more. I mean, we've stopped like three times in this because someone coughed or I got the side eye for something and had to stop. But it's a lot of fun. And we hope to be able to get into that a little bit more now that we hope and we think that we're going to have a little bit more time.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. So looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
And oh boy, it's been so long. I've even forgotten how we sign off.
You say,
one of the big things is, I used to, as I recorded, it was in measures in bars. But then I've learned, and you know, as dumb as it is, I learned there's a button I could push here, and I could tell how much hours and or minutes and seconds, even down to tenths of a second. So right now, we're at 42 minutes, 6 seconds.
That's why I said not quite an hour, but that's why you're the producer and I'm just the on-air talent.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
So.
I miss those buttons.
All right. So you want to say your line now?
Yes. So from our studio, which is the other side of the wall where it used to be in Sugar Creek Township.
Thanks for spending almost an hour of your life with us.
Any references this week?
No, I was going to say old school OG listeners know that this is usually where the references go. But since you stuck around and listened for the post-credit scene, I'll give you a tidbit into next week's episode. It's going to be written by AI.
At least a portion of it.